Welcome to the download edition of World Business Report, the Wall Street Update, on Friday, the 3rd of June, with Fergus Nicol. Time for a look at the financial markets. The US Labor Department released its jobs numbers on Friday. Employers added just 38,000 jobs last month, the fewest since September 2010. Also, the jobless rate fell to 4.7%, the lowest since November 2007. Is that as good as it looks? Chris Lowes with FTM Financial in New York.
There were some distortions. For example, there was a Verizon telephone strike, which subtracted 35,000 workers. We made an effort to smooth some of this out, just to try and get at the underlying trend. And unfortunately, what we were left with was a picture of still a pretty steady deceleration in hiring.
So when we look at the unemployment figure, and again, we've watched that drop somewhat from around 5% to what the Labor Department says is 4.7%. That looks good, but there may be caveats to attach to that as well.
Well, that's right. Labor force participation has been really bonkers. The unemployment rate is a ratio of the number of people who are unemployed as a percentage of the entire labor force. The labor force fell by almost 500,000 in May. But again, it's a bit deceptive because the only reason it fell was the seasonal adjustment. Actually, labor participation rose dramatically back in March when it was warm and all that construction started, and therefore the pop that should have taken place in May didn't. The other thing we discover is that the entire decline is because of a rise in the number of people working part-time for economic reasons. Take them out, and the unemployment rate is flat.
Well, thanks to Chris Lowe of FTM Financial in New York.